Apple.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Talk about your health and talk about your life. That's what this show is all about. Now, neurotic men, if you're a neurotic kind of guy, they're saying are less likely to become dads. Your personality definitely affects your chances of becoming a parent. Interesting, though. Our personality types are so interesting. To me, always have been. And they definitely can define our health in so many ways. But also the outcome of what our behavior does can determine the parental situation. So let's talk about it for a second. Are you a laid-back kind of guy, Woody Allen type? You analyze and fret over situations or simply let the chips fall where they may? Well, if your personality leans more for the anxious and analytical type, then you might be less likely to become a dad, at least according to a new study in the European Journal of Personality. According to a Norwegian researchers, men who identify as neurotic tend to less likely become parents than men who are more relaxed. The researchers also found that men who are extroverted and open are more likely to become dads than introverted and reserved types. The data shows that this new trend, one that began to shift around 1957, possibly because parenting became more flexible and optional in modern times. Now people are more likely to postpone marriage and babies, just as they are more likely to live together before marriage and more likely to just have one or two kids as opposed to multiple children. The ability to postpone children and explore one's options and one's freedoms might make it easier for the neurotic men to postpone parenting. So evidence also shows that the higher level of education one attains, the less likely one is to have children and the less likely they are to have multiple children. In other words, education can serve to further one's career while simultaneously slowing down one's impulse to have children right away. So anxious men might also be less likely to have children because they might spend more time reflecting on everything that could go wrong. Oh, my goodness. Let's face it. Having kids can be a daunting and frightening idea. My whole thing is just go for it. My goodness. The opposite might be true for open and relaxed men. They might feel more confident and optimistic about having kids, and that might make them feel more ready at an earlier age. Extroverted men, they say, also have better luck at dating and meeting a potential partner, which can in turn make them more likely to settle down and get married a little bit faster. Well, whatever the reason, the Norwegian study said, it's quite intriguing because it reveals how modern times are changing the timeline of marriage and parenthood. Today's world gives men and women more freedom. It does. I mean, definitely with technology and the way jobs and the workforce and all that is, it gives you more options. But at the end of the day, what does it really give you options for? So nothing wrong with waiting to have children and getting married and all that sort of jazz, but if you overlook it and you overanalyze it and you overthink it, that's like with anything in life. I mean, it'll never happen. And definitely the way you sit back with kids anyway, the way you sit back and analyze and think about it, it's really never going to turn out that way anyway. So stop. I mean, if it's something you want to do and feel in your heart you want to do, then go for it. That's the whole deal. Because, again, you never know how it's going to turn out. Just love them and lead them and guide them and do the best you can. There are no, even though there are books out there, there's really no books. I mean, you just go, except in my opinion, the Bible, a great instruction manual. But, I mean, as far as a lot of good PhDs and psychologists and whatnot have written some great tools and insights, but at the end of the day, it's experience. It's the best teacher of them all. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go to the website, go to healthcoachradio.com. If you want to find any information we talk about on the show, you can check it out right there. We're going to go to Tammy now. Hi, Tammy.
I have a question about thyroid issues. About a year and a half ago, I found out that I had thyroid nodules, and I've received, I think, three thyroid ultrasounds, and the last one, praise God, was where the nodules were not growing, but they had not went away. My mother says that I have a family history of it on my father's side. I had no idea. And I want to know what I can do to help myself. I struggle with exercising, and I try to eat right, but sometimes I slip off in terms of, like, breads and sweets and so forth. But really trying to figure out what I can do that can increase my health and even resolve the thyroid issues. I'm not sure if some of my weight gain is as a result of it. But anyhow, it's not that complicated of an issue that I feel, but it's a concern of mine, and I've noticed it in the last 2 years that I haven't been able to drop weight, even with walking, even with some minimal exercise.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing with the thyroid. There's so many factors to it. I mean, the anterior pituitary gland is the primary gland in the brain that controls all the hormone function in the body. So understanding that, making sure that it's working properly, is the first key. So many times we just focus on the thyroid, and it may not even be the main source of what's going on. Now, granted, it's got to be treated at some level, depending on what that is, but you also have to look at other hormone systems and function and see what they're actually doing and what they're causing to happen, and making sure that, you know, again, that goes to the level that it needs to. That's first and foremost. Have to look at that. That has to be a priority. And then, as you go there, you want to also look for the nutritional deficiencies. Now, again, you can look at iodine, which there's some great books out there. Dr. Abraham wrote a great book, and Guy Abraham, and then also Dr. Fletches in Asheville, North Carolina, has written a book, and also many papers and journals on the benefits of iodine, and also just the benefits of what it can do for the thyroid. We're heavily deficient in iodine. It's one of the reasons that our thyroid and our metabolism is where it is today, and where obesity is today as well. Now, our habits, don't get me wrong, our eating habits are not where they need to be. However, we definitely need to get into a place and a position where we can start figuring out individually, I mean, whether, you know, it's you or someone else, individually, what is the main issue and why the body is breaking down and why it's doing what it's doing. I mean, so many people are struggling with these issues, and at the end of the day, it's got to be coming. Bottom line, when you're dealing with thyroid, it's got to be coming from nutritional deficiencies. You just have to figure out what the root cause is. Now, for the thyroid as well, I would look at a full blood profile. Get your physician to run everything, look at all the different deficiencies. Maybe get a dietitian to take a peek from a nutritional perspective. Then when you have a good team around you, you can come up with a game plan. There are supplements out there like tyrosine, which can be beneficial. And also staying away from cruciferous vegetables like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower. They can actually lower thyroid function. Coconut oil is known to increase thyroid function and help it work at more of a peak level. Again, this is not standard medical. It's more on the alternative side. But you want to know some natural things. Those are very helpful. A lot of it's in the research, European research. And just good nutrition overall, staying away from processed foods. And a lot of the GMO-based foods can help tremendous in thyroid function. But again, don't forget, exercise and a lot of our lifestyle choices can make a big dent in it as well. Get the lab test done and see what's going on with the other systems, and that will give you the clues you're looking for. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Core H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Going to Calvin right now. Hi, Calvin.
I've fallen in because I've been to a number of dermatologists. Look at a skin condition. It's called lichen planus or plaque psoriasis. It seems to be really common. Seems like it's a growing condition, and it has no known cause or cure. So I was just calling to see if you might have any comments or ideas on treatment, because it's kind of like an irritable rash. It happens on your elbows, on your wrists, on your knees.
Usually, one of the things that can help with that, with lichen planus, is, and remember, it's a skin condition, okay? So the itchy rash and whatnot, skin condition happens from the inside out. It always, always does. So when you start taking care of the digestive tract with something like that, that's where you start getting the greatest result. So one of the things you can focus on with lichen planus is focus on clearing out the gut, putting the right kind of bacteria in there, using probiotics, things like foods like fermented foods, yogurt. You can do vegetables like kimchi. A lot of the fermented vegetables have tons of probiotics in them, very beneficial for the digestive tract, and can help tremendously. Plus, you can increase your immune system, energy levels, all the way around. Now, the other issue, too, to look at with lichen planus and that sort of thing is you always want to make sure that you've got the right kind of not only nutrition, but you also look at supplements as well. And there's great things. Black walnut, wormwood, these are all beneficial to help clear the digestive tract out, clear out yeast and fungal issues. And eating a low inflammatory-based diet is going to do that as well. Cutting out the processed foods, the sugars, which is a big key, is only going to lay a good foundation. Now, am I saying that it's going to cure it? Of course not. But am I saying that that's going to be supportive? A lot of research says that it will be. So the diet plays a big role in the skin all the way around. Then you have to look at things like omega-3 fatty acids to support the skin and give it the nutrition that it needs. Also, zinc. Zinc is phenomenal. It's a mineral that we become very deficient in. We don't get enough of it in our diet typically. And guys can become really deficient in it, believe it or not. Stress levels will drive zinc levels into the floor. And by taking zinc, getting it through nuts and seeds, red meat has plenty of zinc, green vegetables, which remember, we're heavily deficient in America, and only 1.5% of Americans actually eat their vegetables. So that's kind of a big deal. So getting these levels up in the body can make a big difference. Also, support the skin and the skin's health. So, again, those are a couple things to look at and to check into that can be quite helpful with what you're struggling with. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. Pretty amazing. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, guess what? You can lifestyle your way out many times and get well, stay well, and live well. Mary in Bowling Green, Kentucky says, for several months, when I go to bed, I lay my head on the pillow and I hear my heart thumping out of my chest. What kind of test should I get done? Well, first you want to go to your physician, and they're going to want to check your heart. They'll probably do some basic things, EKG, stress test, whatever they need to do. Have them do some blood tests, which they will. They'll check some of the basic markers for heart disease. Let them do all that. It's a good thing. And they'll be able to rule out the fact that your heart's probably okay. Now, once you know that, and you're still having a lot of these issues, when you go and lie down and your heart starts thumping or you start having higher energy levels, a lot of that has to do with cortisol. It's called Ragland's test or Ragland's sign. And what happens is there's a blood pressure distribution that happens when you lie down. If the adrenal glands are fried, if they're worn out, if they're tired, then many times it can cause stress on those levels and can increase. And as you cause stress on those areas and cause an increase in blood pressure, and it can increase anxiety levels, believe it or not. GABA levels could be lowered, and you need more GABA in the brain chemistry. That can cause some of these issues. So I encourage you, as you're looking through this, to, you know, it's really tough, I realize that. When you lay down and your heart starts beating, you think, oh my gosh, I'm having a heart attack. Well, the reality is that when you lie down, you want to make sure that you are resting well. You want to make sure that you've got to look at your overall picture, your stress levels in your life. I mean, as far as work goes, family, all those different relationships and make sure they're manageable and that they're doing well. That's first and foremost. Getting that routine down on a regular basis is going to make a big difference. I would get a blood test done, find out, get all the testing done for your doctor, and then go. If you want to email me back or call on the show, I'll be glad to help. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. There's a lot more links. You know, brain chemistry, we talk about a lot. Autism, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder are all big issues in health. And with our kids, the ADHD condition is a big deal. And they're 20 times more likely to exhibit some form of autism, kids with ADHD, than children without ADHD. So according to a new study, one out of every five ADHD kids in the study exhibited signs of autism like slow language development, difficulty interacting with others, and problems with emotional control. And study lead author, Dr. Joseph Biederman, who's a director of pediatric psychopharmacology at the Massachusetts General Hospital, said these kids also showed problems with executive function or the ability to plan, organize, and conceptualize future action. And fewer than 1% of the kids in the non-ADHD comparison group exhibited any traits at all linked to autism. So they said that was very, very compelling in the study about what kids really were dealing with. Generally, autistic kids with ADHD are challenging to treat because they don't respond well to ADHD medication. And so you have to treat the autism symptoms and then treat ADHD separately. So, again, there's commonality, and they said there's genetic markers for ADHD, but mostly it's lifestyle. Mostly it has to do with choices that are made every single day. So, parents, the diet routines, the food routines, stress levels in a child's life, all of these factors can make a big difference when you're dealing with ADHD and the potential with autism. Yes, there's genetic markers. We can't rule that out. But they're saying here that the environment and nutrition that we are in control of as parents make the biggest difference for our kids. So it's time to educate so we can make a difference in their lives.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Time and time again.
Janine!
need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com and also our wellness providers. Now, we get all kinds of emails and phone calls for people wanting a wellness provider in their area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about. Well, go to the website, and our team members can help you find someone wherever you are across this great country and even world outside of the U.S. The show is growing, and it's exciting to see that. Our food for the hour is, of course, brought to you by Earth Fair. And Brussels sprouts are what we talk about. Now, the health benefits of Brussels sprouts are amazing. Cholesterol benefits. Now, I got to tell you, with Brussels sprouts, these were not my favorite food. When I was a kid, literally, when my mother made Brussels sprouts, I mean, it was just one of those times where, you know, you just don't get real excited about something. I mean, like, it's one of those foods you just really are not fired up about. I used to get just gag when I would eat a Brussels sprout. So, needless to say, it was always a family struggle. But cholesterol is a great benefit. Now, the high fiber content, it's over 15% of the RDA of Brussels sprouts, lowers cholesterol by binding with the bile acids that the liver produces from cholesterol for digesting fat. Pretty interesting. And because of these, the bile acids coupled with fiber in the liver, of course, jumps in and makes a big difference. The DNA is huge as well. Recent studies have shown that certain compounds in Brussels sprouts block the activity of the sulfotransferase enzymes that can be detrimental to the health and stability of DNA within white blood cells. Antioxidants are important as well, too. A host of antioxidant ingredients are found in Brussels sprouts, including vitamin C, E, and A, as well as the mineral manganese. So furthermore, the flavonoid antioxidants, quercetin and kempferol, also serve well to protect against the oxidative stress of the body's cells. Inflammation is another big one. Now, Brussels sprouts have been shown to fight infection and inflammation on a genetic level, believe it or not. Level once converted into the molecule indole-3-carbinol, or ITC as they call it, one and one half cups, they say, of Brussels sprouts contain about 430 milligrams of omega-3 fats, which is about a third of the daily recommended allowance. It's also loaded up with vitamin K, which helps to support against a lot of the inflammation and the inflammatory processes. Here's the big C word, cancer prevention. The glucosinolates that are in Brussels sprouts and their detox-activating components are shown to fight against and even prevent various cancers, including bladder, breast, colon, lung, prostate, and ovarian. Cardiovascular support is very, very strong, too. These Brussels sprouts contain components in them that are powerful compounds, not only triggers in anti-inflammatory activity in our cardiovascular system, but can really help against heart attacks, ischemic heart disease, and atherosclerosis. So they make a big impact. Digestion and diet are also big, too. One cup of the Brussels sprouts contain about 4 grams of, which is about 16% of the RDA, of dietary fiber, which can aid in digestion, prevent constipation, maintain low blood sugar, and check overeating. So the overgrowth of the Helicobacter pylori is a bacteria that can lead to gastric cancer is another big deal. And they completely help block against that. They're loaded with vitamin K, too. You know, we always think about vitamin K in the dark, dark leafy greens like turnip greens and kale and spinach. Well, Brussels sprouts are loaded with vitamin K, and they promote healthy bones, prevent calcification of the body's tissues, and serve as an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory agent, is essential for proper brain and nerve function. That's why greens and getting enough greens are so vital and so important. I mean, getting enough things. Our calcification that we're seeing now in the arteries, calcification throughout body tissues, is a big deal. And we're loading up on vitamin D, which is a good thing. It allows the body to utilize a lot of the calcium and different minerals that we have. But making sure that you've got everything that your body needs, that is the big issue. And vitamin K is one vitamin that we're really missing on a regular basis. Big deal, really is. 888-283-7272. Going to the phones now to talk with Lana. Hi, Lana.
I recently have been getting dizzy and quite frequently, and I don't know if it's due to I just got over an ear infection or because I just changed up the amount of caffeine I take in every day. But I was just wanting to get opinion.
Well, when you have dizzy spells, okay, and you just kind of go through different phases with that, I mean, it could be a couple of things. Now, it could be nutritional, which you definitely want to have it looked at, get some blood testing done, and figure out what any core deficiencies might be there. That's a big one. But also, you've got to look at the potential for there to be instability within the brainstem. In the brainstem, you've got the cerebellum that sits down in the first cervical vertebra. If there's a malposition of the bone, this is more of chiropractic theory and also osteopathic medicine, which is called a DO. But the theory is also that vertigo can be caused, or any kind of the dizziness potentially, because of the malposition of that bone. So having it evaluated is a good step. It's good to have done and have looked at just because it can make a tremendous difference in your overall health. So that's the first step, okay? Now, it could be related to things like high blood pressure. It could be some other organic systems that could be in a malfunction state. So it's good to go to your primary care and get everything looked at and let them give kind of an overview of what's going on, because at the end of the day, that's going to make once you've got everything ruled in and ruled out, that's going to help everyone make better decisions, including you, on what's going on with your health. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check out the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You'll find someone in your area that believes the same way we do. Get all that information there. Our lifestyle providers. You can check out there at the website. People that teach you how to go from where you are right now to where you need to be. Martin, you're next with us, my friend.
I was calling to ask if you could recommend some things that I can add or maybe even take away from my diet and also from a supplemental perspective with regards to strengthening my teeth. I'm having some level of decay on one of my front, it's not my two front teeth, but one of the teeth near the front, and I'm concerned about something that I may be not doing or doing in my dietary habits that will bring about a positive change.
Well, there's a lot you can do. I mean, to bring on a positive change, as you would say. Dietary perspective, you've got to look and go for low inflammation no matter what you're dealing with, okay? So when you're looking at the intake that you're bringing in, you want to make sure you've got good ratios. You've got to have good ratios of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, and making sure that they're all in the right proportions. Because if you do that and you've got those lined up the way they need to be, then your body's going to get everything that it needs, a little bit of everything that it needs. That's the key. Because if you're getting that on a regular basis, you're putting the right kind of foods in, you're thriving the way you feel, then every other aspect of health with your body is going to begin to transcend and begin to change. And that's the key. So vitality, energy, all of that comes from making better lifestyle choices. The key is to getting good, proper nutrition on a regular basis. That's the key. So, for example, for breakfast, a lot of people skip breakfast. Or they'll have maybe an egg or two, a bagel, maybe some bacon, some coffee, and they're out the door. If that, most people just grab maybe a bagel, some cereal, coffee, and they're out the door. The more foods like that that you have that create inflammation in the body, the greater chance you have of everything breaking down, teeth, whatever it is. So the reason I'm telling you that is because your foundation has to be right. You can't build any kind of home if you don't have a good foundation. Foundation is the key. Putting that together first is where everything will change. Now, mineral density is important too. So I'm a big fan of liquid minerals. I think they're fantastic. And, you know, of course, the quality and the purity of those are very important. But you've got to have the right components in the body to make that absorb and do well. That's why vitamin D levels are so critical. The right amount of vitamin D in the body is going to determine whether or not your body can handle these sorts of things. So, I mean, with vitamin D, having vitamin D levels between 70 and 90 on the blood test, we know for a fact, is going to be beneficial. Now, you don't want to go really high because it's going to be tough on the kidneys. But if you go to moderate level, the higher end of the normal range, again, 100 is the normal range. So just getting to the higher upper end of that is going to make a big difference in overall mineral absorption in the body. So again, putting all that together is what's going to make a big difference. It's about coming up with a good lifestyle plan. If you haven't figured that out yet, that's the big key. And in health, it comes down to common sense, but it comes down to a lot of common practice. And getting everything from what you want to do to what you're actually doing and putting the right nutrition in. Nutritional deficiencies are another big one. You can find out that through blood testing, and a good practitioner can carry you along throughout that process as well. So a lot of great things you can do to support yourself along the way. 888-283-7272, that's the phone number. Coming back, going to talk with some new topics, getting into energy levels, brain function. Also, we're going to talk about some of the foods that can boost the immune system that actually probably everybody has in the cabinet. We'll get right to that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. 888-283-7272. Check out the website as well.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure?
Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Muhammad Ali tells us in our quote for the hour, I know where I'm going, and I know the truth, and I don't have to be what you want me to be. I'm free to be what I want. Powerful. Email came in also. Paul in Trenton, New Jersey said, I just turned 42, starting to feel a little bit older. Welcome to your 40s. And I was just informed last week that I have what is called trapped intestinal gas. Can you tell me a little bit about this? Well, yeah, I mean, typically when you have any kind of bowel issue, okay, if you've got excess gas within the bowels or finding that you've had a lot of pressure, you get a lot of constipation, usually just an inflammatory process in general. And when you start restructuring your eating habits and cut out a lot of the inflammatory-based foods and start focusing more on live foods, foods that really make an impact in your health, plenty of fiber and things like broccoli and cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, things like carrots and peppers. You know, again, peas even loaded with fiber, and you're getting your carbohydrate sources not from foods that create a lot of inflammation but ones that actually lower the inflammation. That's when things begin to turn. And that's when they begin to shift in a positive direction. So dietary change is really the big key. I mean, that's what you want to focus on, is transferring your eating habits. Because when you start doing that, that's when you start eliminating a lot of the gas type issues. And it'll come down to bacteria, the good and the bad. You want to make sure you have plenty of the good bacteria by getting probiotics and a lot of the fermented-based foods like yogurt. And when you start building the right kind of bacteria in the gut, that's where the healing really begins. Elimination becomes better. Gas and bloating begins to go away. Cutting out foods that create a lot of inflammation and a lot of the food allergies, wheat products and dairy products, just for a period of time. And then you can start adding those back in typically. But, you know, if you've been to your doctor, they're scratching their head. They're just saying, well, this is what we know. Go see a dietitian. You want to get with someone that can help empower your health and make a difference. That's the key to the next step. Going to the phones now and talk with Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi. How are you, doctor?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
Okay. I have a question regarding yeast.
Okay.
I've been having a problem with yeast, and let me begin by saying that I have been tested, as well as my husband, for AIDS, for STDs. I've had my regular cancer testing, the Pap. I read that somewhere that B12 was causing it, and of course I stopped taking an extra dose of B12, and I'm only getting it in my one a day now. I have tried things such as oregano, garlic, aloe vera juice, the Greek yogurt, and I do take probiotics, and I'm still having a problem. The symptoms will ease for maybe a day or two, but once I take my vitamin to see, they come back.
Now, when you take them and they come back, how long are you off or how long are you on before you see that change?
Well, say for instance, if I take my vitamins in the morning, say by evening I'm noticing yeast. So if I take the garlic, take a heavy dose of garlic, aloe vera, the yogurt, then I mean, it clears up until I take the vitamins again.
Okay. Well, then here's the deal. What about your dietary changes? Have you done any kind of cleanse or anti-inflammatory based eating plan? Like, what does your diet look like right now, breakfast, lunch, and dinner on a normal day?
Okay, I am mainly a fish and vegetable eater. I do eat some turkey, ground turkey, but I don't eat beef, I don't eat pork, and I don't even eat chicken.
Okay. So mostly fish and vegetables. Do you drink coffee? Do you eat much sugar?
Well, now coffee, I don't drink nearly as much as I used to. I may have a couple cup or two a week. Now, once it starts beginning, the weather changes and it gets colder, I may have, then I kind of start with maybe a cup of, a day.
Okay, so it just depends. Well, as long as the majority of your meals are like you say, I mean, if you're cutting out coffee, I would cut that out just because, for the most part, I mean, a cup every now and then is no big deal. But if you do it on a consistent basis, it makes the body a little bit more acidic. So you start dealing with acid and alkaline. And when you're dealing with yeast, again, you're focusing on clearing out the gut. So probiotics are really important. And even your fermented foods. I like fermented vegetables. I think the fermented vegetables can help tremendously in a situation like that with yeast. But wormwood and black walnut, those are really good researched herbs that can be quite helpful that you have to do, you can do periodically. But you might want to look that up and do some research on that because those can be quite helpful. And again, if you see it recurring and it comes back over and over and over again, it's usually a gut issue. And as you start healing the gut and giving the body what it needs, that's where you start making the big difference. The probiotics are a big one, but don't forget about enzymes as well. Enzymes help break the foods down and get better nutrient absorption. And there's what's called proteolytic enzymes that can be quite helpful as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can impact the lives of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicine.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.